Well, hello, Jack Blades from Night Ranger.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and welcome back to the Eagle. Good to know that you're coming back to town with Night Ranger on November the 14th. You'll be at Coachman Park in Clearwater, along with Sammy Hagar and The Circle. Now, are you calling this like the 35th anniversary tour, or what is it?
It is the 35th anniversary tour, and we're excited about it, and we're excited about the fact that we were supposed to play when the hurricane came through, and I'm glad it just got postponed, and we're looking forward to it. And yeah, this is the 35th anniversary of Night Ranger. I mean, we released our first album, Dawn Patrol, in 1982.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe it's been 35 years.
That's incredible. Now, you actually opened for Sammy Hagar when he was solo back, was it Rubicon days or when you had started Night Ranger?
No, I mean, Sam's basically responsible for our whole career. I mean, he was... you know, Sam would put us on shows in the Bay Area back when we didn't even have a record deal. I mean, we were just, you know, we were a ranger. You know,
yeah.
We were just his band. And he would, you know, he put us on shows. He helped us out and everything like that. And so we've been, and then, of course, one of our first tours was with him in 1983 on the Three Lock Box tour. So,
right.
I mean, Sam's a great friend of ours, and we owe a lot to him, and we're excited about playing with him again.
Well, now, you mentioned Ranger. A lot of folks may not know that a country band forced you to change your name from Ranger. Tell us that story.
I know. There were 10,000 albums. That's back when there were albums. So there were 10,000 albums printed up that said Ranger. And the week before we were going to release it, the big old ad in Billboard magazine came out, the big trade magazine, Billboard. Big ad came out for the Rangers. And it was like a country band from somewhere in, I think, Kentucky or something.
Yeah.
That, you know, they'd had the name for years. Their fathers had, I mean, their grandfather started the band right after the Civil War. I mean, they've had the name forever. You know what I mean? And so we're like, we're done. We're toast. We're screwed. And I'd written a song called Night Ranger on the record. And so I called all the guys and I'm like, dude, let's just put a night above it and we'll just call the band Night Ranger.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, that's terrible. And we're like, no, it won't work. And no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And I talked everybody in and then hung up the phone and like, we're screwed. This is terrible. But that's how it ended up. And then here we are, Night Ranger, all these 35 years later.
That's a great story. Isn't it amazing how little pieces of the puzzle get moved around when you're not expecting, and then it seems to fit and work out.
I know. It always works out in the end. That's
true. Well, look, we're talking to Jack Blades from Night Ranger. They're going to be at Coachman Park November 14th with Sammy Hagar and The Circle. Now, a lot of folks, maybe they don't know your entire history. We mentioned that you were in a band called Rubicon. You're in, of course, Night Ranger. You've done two solo albums. You worked with, the damn Yankees, Ted Nugent, Tommy Shaw. You sold over 25 million albums overall. My God, man, is there anything you haven't done?
Yeah. Right. In fact, you know, I just love music, but I mean, we might throw in a couple damn Yankee songs on the show. I mean, why not? The
sure.
And it's always fun to do, like, maybe, you know, like a High Enough or something like that. And you know, music is just, that's who I am. And I don't like to sit still. You know, when we take time off, I usually do another project. Like, I just released a Revolution Saints album with the drummer from Journey, Dean Castronova, and the guitarist from Whitesnake, Doug Aldrich.
Right.
We just released an album last week. And so, you know, I just, you know, Tommy Shaw did the Shaw Blades records, and we still do that stuff, and so there's a lot. I just love music. I don't like to sit still.
Well, but Jack, you also put out a Night Ranger album earlier this year, Don't Let Up. How different is it now when you release albums, you know, to get them noticed in this digital world? How's that compared to the way it was in the past?
Well, you know what? I think basically our albums that we do now, we just want to keep creating, keep coming up with new music, because, you know, my philosophy is forgetting about music, you stop creating, and that's when you start shriveling up and dying inside.
Yeah.
So we wanted to have a record out for the 35th anniversary, you know, something that really kind of like was a live-sounding record, kind of like what our live shows have been for the last 35 years.
Right.
And so we released the album Don't Let Up, and from the first song, Somehow, Someway, to the last song, Nothing Left of Yesterday, it's just straight-ahead rock and roll, man, And people are loving it. People are digging it. And the highest compliment I've been paid is a couple of people have come up to me and said, you know, that third song or fourth song you played in your set, was that off the Midnight Madness? Which hit was that off of?
Right.
And it was like, that's actually a brand new song that we just put out this year.
So, yeah.
That's about the highest compliment we could get.
Well, Jack, you know, I tell you, I can't help but to touch on this, but you know, with the sudden loss of Tom Petty, Glenn Frey last year, a couple years ago, God, it makes me feel much more aware of my own mortality and thankful for right now. I pretty much know the answer, but what's your perspective on life?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, these things are just, you know, they hit you, they're like gut punches, like Chris Cornell,
yeah.
You know, passing away, and Chester, and I mean, those
right.
Kind of things, just, you know, especially people you knew, like I met Chris Cornell, and
sure.
I never knew Tom Petty, but you know, when I had a chance to see him this past April, and I'm so glad that I took I'd seen him a couple times before, but mm-hmm. I'm so glad I went this year to see the show.
Yeah.
It was down in Florida, actually, in West Palm, and I'm so glad I took the time to do that. Because to me, he was just the best of the best and the legends, you know?
Well, and I was surprised at how much it shocked and hurt me. I guess as I reflect on it, it's because of the volume of music, the words in his songs, just how much it really meant to all of us that maybe we weren't really aware of. So,
yeah, the same thing happened when Glenn Frey
died with
me. With the Eagles and everything, I'm like, are you kidding? It's like, how can this be? You know, but that's what it is, man. That's life. That's the circle of life.
It is.
There you go.
Well, and that's why we just enjoy, like I say, right here, right now, as we can. Again, Jack Blades talking about the show coming up at Coachman Park in Clearwater, November the 14th. Night Ranger on the 35th anniversary tour. It's hard to wrap your mind around that, I'm sure, but it's going to be a blast. I will be out there.
Well, it's good talking to you, man, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there at Coachman Park, and we're excited about playing for the Tampa Clearwater folks, and we're going to be rocking like you've never seen us rock before. That's folks' show.
All right, Jack. Love you. Looking forward to it, and thanks for your time.
All right, man. I'll see you out there. Bye-bye.
Bye.